In the beginning of Hebrews chapter 12, we were reminded to continue on in the race looking to Jesus. And as we run, we're to lay aside any weights which would slow us down, and of course put away sin which would entangle us. And then we're reminded of Jesus, who endured incredible opposition from sinners. He shed his blood on the cross. And now we'll consider God's discipline. We'll see the degree of resistance which Jesus Christ went to. It says, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. If Jesus went to the cross to pay for your sins and free you from your sin, then we ought to be willing to resist sin to the point of death, for sin once was our death. So we see the encouragement now for resistance. In verse 5, he says, and have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, my son, do not take light the Lord's discipline. When there is discipline, have you ever seen the disciplinee take it very lightly, laughing at a sentence or a punishment? This is not how we are to act when it comes to God disciplining us. But also, as we take it seriously, we're not to lose heart when he rebukes us. Discipline is not something to lose heart over and to give up or an excuse to stop running. Verse 6, how can this be so? Because the Lord disciplines the one whom he loves. So the discipline of a believer is not judgment or wrath. No, it is actually love for the purpose of your growth. And he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. In fact, it is a regular thing. God disciplining his children for the sake of their growth. So I believe these are two helpful foundations for a proper view on discipline. So let's see what healthy attitudes for discipline would look like, recognizing this, that it's a matter of fact. Verse 7, it says, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? So without oversimplifying, it recognizes that if you are a child of God, you will face some type of hardships in connection to discipline for your sin. It's also a matter of authenticity. Verse 8, if you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. So if you're in continued unrepentant blatant sin that God is... and God has not corrected you or disciplined you for it, then that would be evidence that maybe you are not a true believer in the first place. You're not a child of God. So it's a matter of authenticity. It's also a matter of fathers. Verse 9, moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while, as they thought best. Earthly fathers discipline, in a sense, for the earth. Hopefully, Christian parents are disciplining for the sake of heaven. But God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in his holiness. In other words, God disciplines as a perfect father, with a perfect plan, with perfect intentions, with a perfect outcome. And another point to make is it is a matter of the future. Verse 11, no discipline seems pleasant at the time. Rather, it's painful, right? During discipline, none of us love it. No, it doesn't feel good. We experience pain, suffering, and sorrow at the present, but later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. So when we come back to righteousness and experience the peace of walking with the Father, it is glorious. We can be thankful for it. I read this in a commentary. I think it's a great closer. Someone has written, and so what do I say? I say, let the rains of disappointment come. If they water the plants of spiritual grace, let the winds of adversity blow. If they serve to root more securely the trees that God has planted, I say, let the sun of prosperity be eclipsed. If that brings me closer to the true light of life, welcome sweet discipline. Discipline designed for my joy. Discipline designed to make me what God wants me to be.